Hello, and welcome to The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, your go-to weekly podcast for the latest news in pharma. I'm your host, Andrea Corona, and you're listening to a special news review edition of Offscript, Pharma Manufacturing's podcast that goes beyond the pages of our magazine to discuss the issues that matter most to our industry. Join us every week as we do a quick review of three compelling stories from the pharma world. From a landmark FDA approval to product recalls, we've got a lot to cover today, so let's jump right in. First up, let's take a look at the good news. The FDA recently granted approval to Orchard Therapeutics' groundbreaking gene therapy, Linmeldi, for the treatment of children suffering from several forms of early-onset metachromatic leukodystrophy, or MLD. This rare and potentially fatal genetic disorder impacts the body's metabolic system, leading to severe neurological decline in affected infants and children. Before Linmeldi, families faced a stark lack of treatment options, with only supportive and palliative care available. The drug targets children in the early stages of the disease, including those who are presymptomatic late infantile, presymptomatic early juvenile, or early symptomatic early juvenile stages, offering a beacon of hope for a condition that severely affects a child's ability to walk, talk, and interact. Linmeldi works by inserting one or more functional copies of the ARCA gene into the genome of the patient's stem cells outside the body using a lentiviral vector. This method enables the patient's own cells to be repaired and then reinfused, where they can engraft and start producing the enzyme that is deficient within the condition, potentially stopping or significantly slowing the disease's progression. The FDA approval is grounded in the positive outcomes observed in trials involving 37 pediatric patients. Following approvals by the European Commission and UK Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, the US approval not only extends the reach of this vital therapy, but also grants Orchard Therapeutics a priority review voucher, which the company has decided to transfer to GSK under a previous licensing agreement. Now, let's take a look at last week's pharma bad news. Abiomed has initiated a correction for the instructions of use for its Impella left-sided blood pumps due to risks of ventricular perforation. This has been classified by the FDA as a Class 1 recall, indicating that using these devices could lead to serious injuries or even death. The recall affects devices distributed from October 10, 2021 to October 10, 2023, including various models like Impella 2.5, Impella CP, and others, totaling 66,390 units in the United States. The Impella pumps, used for short-term heart support during specific cardiac procedures or in cases of severe heart issues, have been found to potentially perforate the left ventricle wall, posing serious health risks including heart rupture, hypertension, and death. There have been 129 serious injury reports, including 49 deaths. Abiomed, on December 27, 2023, issued an urgent medical device correction letter advising of new and revised warnings. These include using caution during pump placement, employing imaging for catheter adjustment, and extra care in high-risk conditions. Facilities have been instructed to update all relevant personnel and pass this information to any other locations where the devices have been used. Now, let's talk about the ugly. Johnson & Johnson has launched a lawsuit against a former employee for allegedly stealing over 1,000 confidential files, then leveraging this information at a new job with competitor Pfizer. The lawsuit, filed in the New Jersey District Court on March 18th, accuses the individual of breaching contracts, misappropriating trade secrets, and violating the Trade Secrets Act. The defendant, who had worked at J&J for 24 years in various high-level roles, including Director of Global Pricing Strategy for Oncology, reportedly transferred sensitive data to external storage devices shortly before his departure in August of 2023. J&J alleges that despite the defendant's initial claims of moving to a non-competitive role at Pfizer, his new position directly conflicted with J&J's interests, particularly in the competitive oncology treatment space. The company became aware of the breach through a security alert indicating a large number of files had been downloaded. These files, which had been accessed during the defendant's tenure at Pfizer, included highly confidential business strategies and proprietary information, blending with personal data to evade detection. In response, J&J is seeking enforcement of non-competition and confidentiality agreements through legal remedies, including an injunction to prevent the defendant from working in any related role at Pfizer for 18 months, the return of all proprietary information, compensatory damages, and a forensic examination of the defendant's devices and accounts to safeguard against further misuse of its confidential information. And with that, we wrap up this week's episode of Offscript, the good, the bad, the ugly. We've seen the highs and lows of the pharma world, and as always, we'll keep an eye on these stories and bring you the latest developments in our next episode. I'm Andrea Corona, thanking you for tuning in. Stay informed, stay curious, and don't forget to read more at pharmamanufacturing.com.